information is available at bluesalley.com/events.
I'm Weezy Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them to? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to a Community Watching Comment, Friday edition. And with Chip Jones and yours truly, Ron Pinchback. Today, we're going to open our phone lines for your comments, your thoughts about a variety of things. Today, we're opening our phone lines. It's your dime, your time. What's on your mind? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. A lot of things going on out there, all walks of life, all realms of life. The election's over, but it's not, and all kinds of stuff going on out there. You know, new appointees are being named. The threat of deportation is on a lot of people's minds, but there are other things out there going on too. All right, how the new administration is going to affect D.C. You know, there's talk about federalizing the police, you know, and things like that. But that's just, once again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So,
and it's a huge iceberg.
It's a huge iceberg, okay? Ooh. So anyhow, this morning, like I said, we're just taking your calls. Whatever you'd like to talk about, just, you know, give us a call, share your thought about that particular issue. Maybe we'll get some feedback from our listeners about, you know, what your issue is, or what your concern is, or what your hope is, or whatever. All right. The number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Community Watching Comment. It begins right now. All right. So, Chip.
Yep.
Good morning, my man.
Good morning.
The administration is moving fast.
Yep.
You're trying to find out just how far they can go. Matt Gaetz is nominated as the Attorney General.
Yep.
the pushback is already mounting on that one.
Yes.
But once again, that's what presidents do when they get elected.
My favorite quote is like, it's like putting the hamburger in charge of McDonald's. I love that one. I was like,
Wow, the Hamburglar. All right, anyhow, so let's go to the phones. The number to call, 202-588-0893. Your dime, your time, what's on your mind? Friday, okay? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Now that people have had a week to commensurate or whatever, I think I'm glad to hear that more people are starting to become a little bit more objectively reasonable about what needs to be happening. I think Black people have basically capitulated political activity for the last 50 years by waiting and hoping some other group of white people will save them. And I think now more and more people out here are saying that we just need a totally separate, independent political movement, not necessarily a party, but we need to agree on specific things that we want to get done and organize around that. And lastly, with DC, the DC political movement or hierarchy, which I don't think the people who are currently in the city council and the mayor will do this, but I think this is going to happen over time. They have to basically say, we will run the city no matter what you say. And if you think you can run the tanks down Pennsylvania Avenue and control DC, there will be outright war. Because basically people need to say to the Trump administration, you can think it, but you can't do it because you don't know how to do it. And the only way it can get done is if everybody capitulates to it. So we need to have these independent thinking. We need to have specific things we want to get see done. And out of chaos comes opportunity. So people just need to buckle down and go to work.
All right. Thank you for your comments this morning. Mm-hmm. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. This morning, what's on your mind? A lot going on out there. The climate is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Good gracious. I mean, climate's changing fast. So it ain't waiting for us.
That's right. Going to be 24 months of summer soon.
Man, okay. Here we are in approaching December. And, I remember as a kid, I guess that's ancient to go. But I remember as a kid, when it started getting a little chilly outside, you started thinking about snow,
Right, right.
Man.
At least putting on a coat.
at least.
Now it's just like a light jacket, if anything. It's like
shorts,
Shorts, yeah.
Crocs. Yeah. All right, 202-588-0893. We've got some callers on the line, so let's go right to them. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. I was calling because I wanted to discuss that statistic about the college, attendance or graduates that you were talking about. You were saying that
four-year college, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying that in 1964, 65, it was 14%, and then
63, 64, it was 6%, and then this past year was 38, I think is what it was.
So I had to have that repeated because I'm kind of baffled by how you think that. What about the other? You're saying it's 38 or 40%. What about the other 60%? And you're talking about over a 60-year period, and that's progress to just get up to like 30-something percent. I mean, and I had said this before, that the 2024 report of State of Black America has said that the Kerner Commission report, One White, One Black, Separate and Unequal, still holds true today, that the systematic racism that still is going on. And so I'm just kind of baffled at how you think that's some type of progress. I mean, there's a little progress, but it's not, what about the other, 60% or 40%.
Well, let me 40%.
Go ahead, Chip.
But
I understand. I have never said that we are where we need to be, but to deny that there has been progress, that does us no good at all. I mean,
Wait a minute, ma'am. You just admitted yourself that there's been, that you acknowledge little progress, okay? So progress is incremental.
It takes time. We're talking, how much time is it going to take?
Listen, over a 60-year period. You get no arguments here about, you know, the need for more, okay? You get no arguments here. Everybody agrees with that, okay?
But once again,
you know, how do you get that?
How do you achieve that? Can I just say this?
This so-called progress
or lack of progress, I call it lack of progress, happened under the Republican and the Democratic Party. How do you get to where you want to go when you stick to a party that has basically just exploited our issues for their own political gain and has basically done nothing? That statistic just proves that the progress is not even incremental. It's null. If you talk about over a 60-year period, and you still stuck into this nonsense about how if we don't stick with the Democratic Party just because the Republican Party is worse, then somehow
nobody's ever said that.
Here's what I will tell you. If you deny the progress, then white America is going to deny you. And let's be honest. I mean, we need allies. And to say that there is no change, nothing has changed, I think it loses you your allies, because now you seem radical. You seem stupid.
This is the problem with the neoliberal. I'm going to allow you to respond.
But then we're going to move on to other callers, okay?
You just said that what I said seemed stupid.
No, you didn't say that. You're denying history.
You're denying history.
You're not denying history because it was more African American businesses before integration, first of all, and secondly, when Obama came in, a lot of us lost wealth during the time period of when everybody was saying bail out Main Street instead of Wall Street. He ended up bailing out Wall Street, and most of our wealth was in our homes. We ended up losing our homes. They bailed out the banks, and then turned around and let them foreclose anyway. And so a lot of us lost our wealth. You know, because a lot of our wealth was in our homes, the little wealth that we did have. This is the problem. When you call people stupid or you say that we seem stupid, this is the problem.
Right. He didn't call you stupid. He said the notion.
You know, a lot of white wealth was in their houses, too. And
still
home ownership dropped among African Americans, but it also dropped among whites. I mean, this is if you don't be honest about history, then you continue perpetuate falsehoods that do us no good. And that's what I'm trying to say is, yeah, we're not where we want to be, and there's problems, and there's still problems, but you cannot deny history. You know, if you deny it, then
the good and the bad.
You repeat it.
All right, let's move on. Thank you. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. And if
anybody would like to respond to what she was saying, be our guest, because that's what this is about, okay? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I will say this, that I am an older person, and I think that this year the progress really, I'm not even talking about the election, but in terms of college admission, it went down this year a whole lot, and I'm not quite sure why, because this is before all the election things came up. We live in a country where, now going back to the election, where I think a lot of the progress we had in the past was because there was more commitment to more commitment to truth than there is now. You know, there is no tell me that we face a fascist danger from Trump when we can't speak about a country that is apartheiding people? They can't go on certain streets. They can't walk. They're imprisoned. They can't have an airport. They can't go but 16 meters off the things there. What they can bring back to eat is controlled. And their land is being stolen, and they're being jailed, though they're not caught hostages, for expressing opinions against their land being stolen. You can't tell me that in the past this would have happened, because right now I think we're divided. We have a lot of people since Barry came in the Washington, D.C. area who actually became working class and lower middle class and forgot about other people who weren't. So when things come up now, issues come up now, rather than sticking together with class issues as well as race issues, we don't. They put a black face in supporting this white supremacy country, and that got the black votes for this person, but it didn't get it from all of us, and that's maybe why she got 19 million less votes than Biden did. And Biden, I knew, was a liar, because I'm from Boston, where he would not allow the community to have white kids come into the black schools in terms of integration, because despite the ruling that separate is never equal, he did not want white kids to go into a jungle black area or something, whatever it was he was saying back then. Him and Louise Day Hicks and John Stennis. And so it doesn't surprise me if we don't realize that we have two wings, as somebody else said, of the same party. We do not have a Democratic Party that any longer goes for issues that affect. They'll tell you, I'm for all the people or something, or you got to make me. What was it Obama said? You have to make me do it by making them do it. That means he's not going to take the, he's
it.
Not
it, was,
put
it was. It was. It was. It was Johnson in response to Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King was talking about the
civil rights, you know, movement, and Johnson told him, said, "Yeah, you gotta, gotta get your people up in here."
I have to say that Johnson surprised me, and JFK talked a good game, but Johnson actually fought. He's the only president, I think, that actually politically fought for us, and that cost everybody to become a Democrat, or they became a Democrat because of Kennedy.
Democrats to become Republican.
Yeah.
Well, no, we all were Republicans until 1960.
Until 64. Yeah.
No, until 1960.
When Johnson signed the Civil Rights in 64, in fact, most of the South, the Solid South, said they would never vote Democrat again, and they became Republican.
Right,
they took over the Republican Party.
Became Republicans and Dixiecrats.
Strom, Thurmond, and those guys who had been Democrats their whole life became Republican.
I was talking about black people.
I'm going to allow you to make your last comments, and then we're going to move on to some of the callers, okay?
Okay, but I'm saying when we all had a class similarity, I think we had more unity. And I think that instead of being afraid of Trump, we got to go back to the times where if something happens to us, we put them out. Like if there's a bus company or something that's not hiring black people, we have to, as a group, just get together. And if we can get together with allies in the white community and put other people out of business who are for giving weapons, 2,000-pound bombs to bomb civilians, which is a crime to me. And anybody else who's been in the military, or even I haven't been in the military, but that's a crime to me because I know about these things. If we get together, and it would be a wonderful thing, and maybe this is an opportunity for us to get together with allies and change the country. Anyway, have a good one. Take care.
Thank you
very much. 202-588-0893.
He does make a point, you know. Maybe Trump is going to be the thing that galvanizes.
The catalyst. remember now.
That's right. He may go down in history as the greatest president because of the opposition he fostered, you know.
Well, I don't know. That looked awfully red to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'll be brief, straightforward, so I hopefully you give me some few minutes without interruption. Number one, about the election, let's first say, the lady you just were talking about, when she was talking and was interrupted, something about, you know, stupidity about the notion she has. I think that has been typical with the way the Democratic Party was running. When you didn't agree, you were called names. I really hope that stops. People may have differences in opinions and whatever they view, but to demean the other one's, you know, approach or thinking as being stupid or naive or whatever is not really the best way to win your people you want to get. Quick point I want you to look at. Van Jones of CNN 5 years ago was calling Trump everything that you can think of being good because of agreeing to sign and push the criminal justice reform that, you know, Jones had been pushing for some time. That was really good, and he was given credit. But then this year, the same guy, Van Jones, was talking of how dangerous this guy is going to be, and literally calling him all kind of things as if he's not the same guy he was praising 5 years ago, again, for signing this crime bill reform. Now, another thing that I realized was Stephen Smith, he was right on the money when he criticized the way Oprah Winfrey went to the, you know, media and said, we may never vote again if Trump gets in power. And that one was an extreme because voting is not decided by, or having more elections, whatever, is not decided by the president, okay? Another thing, of course, is when...
Sir, just one quick note.
Go ahead.
It was Trump who said to some evangelical supporters, that you may never have to vote again,
right?
Okay, because we're gonna take care of that, whatever that means.
You only have to vote this coming election. After that, you may never have to vote again.
Okay,
is what he said.
That is what he said. It wasn't Oprah. Oprah was just repeating what he said.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I did not call the woman stupid. What I said is, when you say there is no progress, that a lot of the white America think that you're stupid.
Okay,
that what you're saying is stupid. I'm not saying she's stupid. I'm saying this is their impression. When she sits here and tells me that there is no progress, and then she says, oh, well, I guess there is some progress, but it's not really progress. That's when you start to lose your allies, because they're like, well, you're not being honest about history. And that's the thing, is we've got to be rooted in the truth.
Listen. And unfortunately, that is the problem of our times.
Yeah, truth is a hard thing to get.
Truth is a very, very hard commodity. And it takes, you know,
let me tell you,
discernment.
Agree.
You know?
I agree. Let me just give me one, about half a minute, okay?
Sure, go ahead, sir. I'll let you finish up.
Okay, the truth is important. And what you've just done about what Trump said is what we have a problem with, because you did not literally tell the whole truth. Trump was talking to those Christians you are talking about, fundamentalists. He said, you guys don't like to vote, at least do it this time, and then you will get what you wanted, so you do not have to worry about doing it again. Believe me, he was not saying it the way you put it. He was saying for those Christians, they don't vote.
Wait a minute, hold up, dude. Now,
the man said you won't have to vote again.
He didn't. These folks ain't dying. There'll be another election after that, you know. Don't try to twist it around now. Okay.
Because
we don't listen. He said it to those folks. All right. He meant what he said.
How do you say that he did what he said for God's sake? You are saying what they are trying to point, cut it into short and then broadcast it. You watch it all.
No.
Well, I think
you tried to say that it was Oprah.
I think you're taking it out of context because I think what Trump was saying to these people is that if you get him in, he will make the changes that they want that will last forever.
That's an indication of changing democracy, of changing
the way our government works, that they will never have to vote again.
Look, I'm not going to be debating what is already on the record. You can look at the videos. I have looked at it.
I've looked at it for months now.
Okay. Do you know what? This is where we have now gone literally out of the way, because if you are arguing on things which are on record, you know,
You are arguing just as vociferously about the same thing. This is not an argument.
Yeah, this is the diabolical thing with Trump, is that Trump is a master at the way he words things. But if you look at it in the context of what he is doing and proposing, it has a different slant on it. I can go up and say, well, you guys don't normally vote. If you vote this one time, you will never have to vote again. But if that's in the context of me putting out, you know, a document that says I'm taking all the power away from people voting and putting it under the president, it's totally different.
Okay, supposing you said that, then do we believe it? Because, as I say, Stephen Smith made it clear. You make a mockery of us when we listen, and you expect us to believe it. When the civil rights movement went on over 60 years ago, made sure the voting rights were put the way they were made, then one man comes, executive branch. He doesn't even have powers to make the Constitution change.
Maya Angelou said it best. That's why you when they tell you who they are, believe them. Okay,
you know,
that's it. We're gonna end with that, man, because you know
we're not gonna be all that.
Okay, we got other callers, but you know, just you please be more than welcome to explore these positions, please, and share your conversations with others. Okay. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? This is a tough morning. This is a tough Friday. Lord, have mercy. I've been listening to the station since the beginning. I used to listen to WGTB. It was in this space. I'm telling you, I've heard some comments that I just heard from some of the folks. And when we're talking about trying to create the mindset of a very simple concept, which is called unity. Mm. And if you can't understand the oppressor's language, the oppressor's propaganda, and how he codified, how America is now on the rate, going to the golden age of codifying whiteness in America, that's what this is all about. This is simply about, and let's stop hemming and hawing about these people that he's appointed, this language that he uses, and you gotta stop trying to pocket this event, pocket that statement. It's all about white supremacy. It's all about them being in a position now to exert themselves and say, this is America, but it's the America that we'll rule from a minority position. And we're going to make the numbers what we want them. We're going to do it the way we want. But it's not going to survive because history tells us that.
That's right.
You understand? There you go. That? And the Mother Earth has something to say, too. Thank you.
All right. History. History repeats itself in more ways than one. You know, the greatest empires on the planet have, you know, ceased to exist because of that internal stuff. You know, hey, we just can't get along. I want to be able to enslave you so I can make more money. You know, I want to be able to exploit you. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had this thought about the deportations. As Any economist will tell you, anybody with an economist will tell you, if you start, you know, locking up people for trying to work, okay, putting them in these internment camps and things like that, well, you know what's going to happen. The U.S. will have to alter its policy so they can let these people work, let them out during the day and round them back up at night, because the businesses are going to need those workers. You know,
mm-hmm.
The businesses across the stripe, whether it's in the office building, whether it's in a field,
right?
These workers are going to be essential, and businesses will collapse because that labor force is no longer there.
Right.
So what they do? Yeah, let's put them all together, and then we let a certain amount each day so they can go work this and go work that, and then, you know, can you imagine that, man?
Isn't that slavery?
Is that what that's called?
You know what that is?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Take away that workforce and the products that they provide and the services. We'll see how prices increase, right?
Ooh, boy.
We'll talk about inflation.
All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice in the nation's capital.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Thank you for taking my call today. I listen to this station so often, and I really appreciate the coverage, particularly prior to the elections, because it's always valuable to have the holistic viewpoints, I feel. I'm calling today because I was listening in with my children and just happened to catch the end of the conversation. A woman had called in just a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to say to the host, I respect you and I appreciate you, and I felt a bit that you might have been silencing her when she was making her point about, I didn't hear all of the point, but I heard the gentleman say something along the lines of that, I think it's the co-host was saying something along the lines of that white people will no longer be allies, and they will think that, they might think that, and you said that, and the co-host said that she's stupid, but they might think that she's stupid.
I didn't say she's stupid. I said that what she's saying is stupid.
And they might think that what she's saying is stupid. I felt, to the host, I wanted to say, I felt you might have been silencing her a bit when she was making her point. And to the gentleman who made the comment, I want to say, you decide for yourself if you are going to be an ally. Nothing can make you change that except what you feel. So, you know, a person is or is not an ally based on themselves. Nobody can make them not be an ally. You choose to be an ally. And if somebody could say something and expressing their own opinion about their experiences that could make you choose to not be an ally, were you ever an ally to begin with? So those are my comments, and thank you for taking my call today.
All right.
Thank you.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, WPFW. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Real quick. I think the woman who just spoke speaks to how we'll never be on the same page. Very respectful. I want to just say, let's get out of our feelings, okay? Let's just get out of our feelings. To everyone, do you bank with a black bank? Can you go online and get an account with Industrial? Can you join some organizations? WPFW always has Roach on and everybody and their people who come on who are head of certain organizations. Go find, volunteer with one of them, two of them, three of them, four of them. If you haven't told your family members, tell your neighbors. Volunteer with Big Brothers, you know, foster care. Do you know how many teenagers and young black men and women who are about to age out of foster care. Call Wayne Place over in Southeast. I could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time for our feelings. They have an agenda. Someone else talked about we have to have a plan. Well, good grief, how many plans do we need? When they have a plan, they say do 1, 2, 3, and 4. It doesn't matter how you might be embarrassed on TV. I think it was Ben Carson when the woman, female on Congress said, well, do you know what a REO is? He's the head of housing. And he said, Oreo, like an Oreo. Right? So, but it didn't matter about his feelings. It didn't matter how it may have made him appear, quote unquote, stupid, right? It didn't matter what his feelings were. It didn't matter how quote unquote, stupid Trump may look. It doesn't matter. Follow the script. Just follow the script. Get out of your feelings. I think we diminish and we take away from the actual points that are being made when we don't hear clearly. Sometimes you hear what you want to hear. But thank you for reminding us of our wonderful Dr. Maya Angelou. And, you know, don't hear incorrectly or don't have selective hearing. Just hear what it is and believe them when they say what they say. So that was a quick challenge to everybody out there. Support WPFW, send $5, $10, whatever. They got the Cash App on your phone. And join an organization, because if we don't support our organizations, they will die. They will die, period. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Indeed. They will wither on the vine, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to you guys, that has not occurred. And it won't occur. So, but once again, if you made a pledge during our recent drive, thank you very, very much.
She said Cash App, $WPFWFM, just if you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait to a drive. If you just want to
eat, anytime, you know,
throw us a little cheese this way, we'll use it. And, we got relocation coming up, and we need all the funds that we can get. And, we won't be brought to you by Coke or Pepsi or Paul Mall or anything else.
Paul Mall.
All right, 202-588-0893. You're going to go back to Community Watch and Comment this morning. Your dime, your time, what's on your mind? Good morning, caller. You on the stove.
Yes, good morning. This is Bill. Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
I would like to say that, first of all, I do believe what the work this station is doing, and I am a contributor. And sometimes I realize that you have to come back to us 2 or 3 times a year, and I am a contributor.
Thank you, sir.
And I think we as black people, we cannot afford to wait until the election cycle rolls around to get our ducks in order.
Mm-hmm.
It behooves us to be a little bit more conscientious and pretty much on point from the very outset. As we are closing this election cycle, now is the time to start preparing for next election cycle by being more cognitive of things that are happening in our political arena, where we're talking about local, state, and federal. And, of course, coming together as a coalition of black people on the same page. And if we don't have dialogue, if we don't come together, if we don't define what we want in life in this U.S. of A, which is our home as much as it is any other race of people, we will not know how to forge forward the measures we have to take in this kind of thing. And not only, and not just saying just black people, but we at least need to come together and then seek out other allies to add to our coalition, and we can move forward. And we will not have all this confusion and surprise when the next cycle rolls around, where it's a primary or presidential election or whatever the case may be.
Right. Midterms.
Just have prepare ourselves and support places where, like WPFW, where we're getting information. Support this station. It's vitally necessary. It is vitally necessary. Okay, that's all I want.
We got to make that hard choice because I talk to people, and I love them to death. But there's so many people I know that spend, you know, hours and hours watching, you know, Netflix or Tubi, you know, and then it's like, well, what do you know about the bills that are coming up or the people that are vying for your vote? They know nothing. Yeah. It's like, how can we spend, you know, 4 hours a day watching TV and know nothing about our government? It's like the priorities are askew, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And then we wait to when the election cycle rolls around and we're just from one YouTube to another news source and this getting more confused and never coming together.
Right. Sir, thank you very much, man.
Yes.
Thank you very, very, very much. Okay, appreciate your call. You know, it's, you know, we had a conversation with one of our listeners last week about this very thing. There's a vacuum out there right now. Okay, and for those who would like to support, you know, or initiate the candidacy of a third party, fourth party, fifth party, you know, now's the time. Like the caller just said, hey, you can't do this at the last minute, you know. But now, you know, everybody's interested. Okay, so take advantage of the low.
Start doing that. Can't do that little rascals thing, you know, where they at the spur. Let's put on a show, you know, and in 15 minutes they put on a show. They can't do that.
Yep, so it takes time.
But got to do the work. You got to do the work ahead of time, you know.
And look, if you're not satisfied with the candidates that are out there, once again, do whatever research you can to find somebody that does meet your criteria.
Or step up yourself.
Or tries to meet your criteria, you know, gives you, for whatever reason you may choose, okay? 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. Thank you all for taking my call. So, you know, I don't want anybody to get too upset about what I'm about to say. But I'm just so happy that the Democrats lost the most corrupt party. The Biden administration has been the most corrupt, stealing all that money, that Ukraine money, building mansions out in Virginia.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, hold on, dude. Okay, now, you know, corruption is a multifaceted, and it's definitely not, you know, germane to one party.
Okay, so, but you, I'm saying,
okay,
you're
so, so, all
I,
right.
I don't think, I don't think you could call the Biden, I don't think you call the Biden administration corrupt or the most corrupt.
Oh, I
and not,
I
and not,
talk.
And not look at the Trump.
Well, yeah, at least it's not, it got to acknowledge both. That's all we're asking. You acknowledge both. Not even among independents. So anyhow, so corruption exists in politics. Now, where do we go from here?
Okay, once again, we have black people have been begging the Democratic Party to do something for them all these years. You know what the Democratic Party did? They let in a bunch of illegals, gave them money, hotels, the best of everything they can give them. And we are still standing around begging them to do something for us. When are we going to man up and stop crying and do something for ourselves? We got crime in the street. Like I said, the Democratic Party has been the most corrupt in the world. When our leadership do get in power, we get nothing. Look at all these cities. They're run by black people. We don't get anything from these cities. But we're always crying and always complaining, and we're not doing anything to make a difference. We haven't done anything since the Martin Luther King days. All we do is
okay, all sir. All right, okay. We'll let the listeners respond to that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right.
Okay.
You.
Very good. 202-588-0893.
I'll tell you the one thing the last caller brought to mind is, I don't know if you saw this thing where The Onion, the satirical paper The Onion, bought all of the InfoWars, Alex Jones's InfoWars studio, his archives and everything. So I'm thinking this satirical paper could run some of those InfoWars stories unedited, because they're outlandish and obviously, you know, crazy satire, just the way they are.
Entertainment, you know, yeah. They treat it strictly like entertainment.
That's what I was just saying, The Onion, the satirical paper, The Onion. So they
Now, the one good thing I say, the one thing I did notice about that transaction is that it was the parents of Sandy Hook victims
involved. Yeah,
that's it. That involved in that, because they were the victims of such, you know, horrendous propaganda. Their kids weren't dead, you know, or they were part of a plot. And all, I mean, good Lord. All right, we got some more callers. Let's get to them. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. I would just like to make a comment. And I think it's imperative that people start waking up and realize that, one, this system is based upon history that did not include us. The Democrats and the Republicans are all one party. They have an agenda. Hence, now you have a 2025 that was established before 2025 is even existing. So whoever is in office, it did not matter, Donald Trump or Harris, that system will be something that will be tried to be implemented by our government. People need to understand that the Constitution didn't even include us as a people. So why are we putting so much faith in a candidate to address our agenda? We must first get with each other and establish what we need to do for ourselves. Then once we have that, then the unity comes together. You had a caller that says you have to become an ally. I don't know anybody who listens to this radio station would become an ally with a white supremacist. That's just my fault.
What do you want to air? I see the text. I'll call you as soon as I get off.
So I would just like to thank you for allowing me to address this issue. And you all have a good day.
Okay, we're good.
I think.
Let me just get a number right quick. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment this morning. We're open format, you know, discuss what you choose to discuss. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. Good morning to you and your audience. I just want to say that it's been a lively discourse, but I think we're confused in a lot of areas. Can Trump run for president again after this?
No.
Term?
No.
Let me reference this quote. Yesterday he said, "I won't run for a fourth term. Excuse me, for a third term." And unless you do something.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, okay. it gets
constitutionally, you know, he can't, but go ahead.
Right. But it also gets back to what the other caller we were arguing before about what Trump said to the Christians about you will never have to vote again.
Right.
In that same speech, he references that FDR got four terms and that possibly, you know, if they had a mind to that, we could change it so that he could have a third or fourth term.
They're already working on it. Trust
you. Yeah, it was in that same Christian speech that he did it in Florida.
All right, Carl, go ahead and proceed.
I merely asked a question. I wasn't looking for a rebuttal. I was just looking for a yes or no response. The reason I asked the question was because I'm not going to deal with what potentially could be. I'm not going to deal with suppositions. I'm just going to deal with what is. Mm-hmm. And right now, what is the fact that he can't run again, right?
Right.
Right.
So you can't vote for him again. He can't run.
That's right.
So that's
can't run.
Dead that discussion right now, right? So please, let's understand this. You're not going to vote your way to freedom. You're not going to vote. We've never gotten anything through voting, man. You, in order to get progress, you have to, like I think somebody referenced Johnson, you have to make these people do things. Then voting is not going to change their mind. So now I want to go to the data. Somebody talked about progress. And by all measurable data, except maybe college participation, by all measurable data, the black community has been in decline since the 70s. If you look at any metric, if you look at the ownership, the land ownership metric, if you look at the wealth metric in terms of our communities, black people since the Great Migration have been concentrated in these industrial communities because they needed our labor. When they deindustrialized, our labor was no longer needed. So therefore, what you have is a post-industrial world right now. And if you look at all of the major industrial cities, whether you talk about Newark, Boston, Baltimore, New York, all these coastal cities where we gained in the 70s because of the industry, we are now losing. The owner-investor class is winning. They're taking over. Corporations are taking over the government. And if you understand what the definition of fascism is, as given to us by Mussolini, fascism is the corporate takeover of government.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
So, yes, sir.
So what we're hearing right now on this reflecting on these talk shows is the utter confusion that exists within the populace of our people. We don't have sovereignty. Black people don't have sovereignty. This is why we don't have allies. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with land. Land. Why are they blowing up Gaza right now? They want the land. It has nothing to do with race, ethnicity, religion. None of that matters. The only real wealth in their system is land. So if you understand these concepts, stop consuming. Stop with all of this just idle consumption. You don't need to have to stub your butt. This system is based on money. You deprive them of their money, the system dies.
All right, we're going to let you go right there, okay?
Like their processed food. You like
consumers. Okay.
Convenience.
All right. Hey, man, thank you for getting in your thoughts. I'm sure a lot of people out there that would agree with you on many of that.
It's for me, it's always about getting truth in history, you know, to say that there has been no progress, you know, from 1960 to 1980, the gap between black wealth and white wealth went from 8-1 to 5-1. I mean, it's not where we want to go, but we cannot, it does us a disservice to deny any progress, and it also does a disservice to the people that fought hard for it. And voting does matter because it's the people that you vote in that allow that kind of change.
That's right. That's it. Listen, I mean, that's what the voice boycott was all
right.
about.
Yeah, you know? and to say that, you know, how bad, you know, it was under Biden and stuff, and then you go back and look how it was under Trump. I mean, all the stuff that was done under Trump that was a disadvantage to people of color. I mean, you know, getting rid of DEI or, you know, affirmative action in colleges, and now it's moved into the corporate world. I mean, these are things that actually become larger as they go throughout time. I mean, that's the whole thing, is that you may say, oh, it hasn't changed that much, you know, since then, but that incremental change grows exponentially over time.
You know, a stalagmite is created one drop at a time.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, you know, what was it Martin Luther King said? The arc of justice. You know,
the arc of history bends toward justice.
Yeah, and it takes time. But if you don't put that effort in, you know,
right. And we've seen black enrollment, especially in California, I think is the first one to actually do some metrics on it. We've seen a dramatic drop in black enrollment in four-year college in the California system since the changes that they cannot give preference based on race.
Affirmative action. You know, they attacked it and killed it.
Right.
You know, and despite despite the fact that it's still needed. Yeah. So anyhow, hey, look, everybody, thank you for participating this morning. And you know, it's a complicated world out there, and everybody's got different points of view.
And like you were saying, we need the dialogue, you know, to sift through this stuff together. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
We need to spend time on history too. You know.
That's a whole other subject. Good enough. All right, good morning, callers, and thank you for participating. Community Watch your comment. The news is next.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which encompasses the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Department of Agriculture, Food and Drug Administration, and the National Institutes of Health. In addition to a vaccine skeptic, he's also suggested chemicals in drinking water are making children gay and transgender, that certain races are immune from COVID-19, and successfully lobbied Samoa to stop vaccinating against measles, which led to a massive outbreak of some 57,000 and the deaths of 83 people, mostly children. He's also a critic of fluoride in drinking water. A federal judge earlier this year ruled the EPA had to do more to regulate fluoride in water. The National Toxicology Program found it's linked to lower IQ in children. Kennedy has said a worm ate a portion of his brain, then died. Farah Siddiqui has more.
Trump has nominated anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. That's drawing intense criticism from senior medical officials. CDC Director Mandy Cohen warns against disinformation about vaccines and eroding public trust.
We have a very short memory of what it is like to hold a child who has been paralyzed with polio or to comfort a mom who's lost their kid from measles. I don't want to have to see us go backwards in order to remind ourselves that vaccines work.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service.
Kennedy's the second former Democrat Trump has picked to join his cabinet. Trump has also tapped North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to lead the Department of the Interior, a friend of the fossil fuel industry who helped Trump court campaign contributions from oil barons pledging to loosen regulations should he be elected. Burgum would be leading the very agency tasked with doling out licenses for oil and other extractive projects on vast amounts of federal lands. Environmental groups are raising alarm over the nomination. Kieran Suckling, executive director of the Center for Biological Diversity, said in a statement, quote, Burgum is an oligarch, completely out of touch with the overwhelming majority of Americans who cherish our natural heritage and don't want our parks, wildlife refuges, and other special places carved up and destroyed. We're ready to fight Burgum and Trump's extreme agenda every step of the way, unquote. With such controversial picks to lead the Trump administration, the president-elect is demanding to use recess appointments to bypass the Senate confirmation process. Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen blasted the plan and Trump's nominees on the House floor Thursday.
At least some of his cabinet recommendations are so abhorrent that they would scare the American people and have a spectacle in bringing forth the facts about their backgrounds, the lack of experience, and the lack of character that they've shown in their times in government and in life here on this planet. To not have hearings, not have votes, is dereliction, offense to the Constitution that has the Senate as a check and balance before nominees are approved.
A letter circulating at climate negotiations in Azerbaijan, hosted by the United Nations, called COP29, is calling for an urgent overhaul of the talks. The letter is signed by leading climate groups, accusing the global climate process of no longer being fit for purpose. It comes after Azerbaijan's president announced in an opening speech of the conference, oil and gas are gifts of the gods. Yeb Sano is executive director at Greenpeace Southeast Asia, and Kathara Brew is director of the International Climate Politics Hub.
It is a big problem when the fossil fuel industry is involved in climate negotiations and in hosting the spaces where we have to deal with pushing ambition in this process.
It has landed in an atmosphere of cynicism around the ability of this space to deliver the outcomes that it needs to deliver. We know that 1,700 fossil fuel lobbyists are here at COP29. That is larger than most country